Welcome back, my friends, to the final parts of Elton John's Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour, All Access.
My life is an incredible journey. As I said, who would have thought this? I was a musician in a band, and I hated it. And I thought, I was playing to people who were just eating fish and chips, and it was a cabaret thing. And I thought, what can I do? I can write songs. And I answered the advert in the NME in England. And I went up to the office, and I said, I can sing and I can write, but I can't write lyrics. And in those days, it was the 60s, there were just reel-to-reel tapes and masses of envelopes of lyrics. And the guy, Ray Williams, said, okay, well, here's a pile of envelopes. He picked out an envelope. They were sealed. Could have been any envelope. He gave me an envelope. I opened it on the tube train home. It was Bernie's lyrics. It could have been, if he just picked one envelope up. That's what I'm saying. Life unfolds before you. I've been so lucky. But because you take the leap of faith, and this tour is a leap of faith. It's like saying, I'm going, but I'm going in a good way, and I feel it's the right thing to do, and it's the right time. It's just inside of me, I think that's the right thing to do.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soham down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like him in any amusement hall. That gets down on Brighton. Sure play the bean pan ball. He stands like a statue, becomes part of the machine. Feeling all the bumpers, always playing clean. He plays by intuition, that digit counters fall. I'm a blind kid. Sure plays the bean pan ball. He's a pinball wizard. There has to be a twist. A pinball wizard got such a silver wrist.
How do you think he does it?
I don't know.
What makes him so good?
Well, he ain't got no distractions. Can't hear no bubbles and bells. Don't see lights are flashing. He plays by sense of smell. Always has a replay. Never tilts at all. That deaf, dumb and blind kid.
We'll be right back.
Elton John's version of The Who's Pinball Wizard, which you can now find on his Diamonds collection out this past year. Elton John has never really forgotten the many people who helped him to become the mega superstar that he is today. A lot of those that really include his idols. He uses that and really, really passes it forward.
When I first started out and had my first success with the Elton John record in 1970, 71, a lot of my peers and idols were very supportive. Leon Russell, I was my idol as a piano player and as a songwriter, and I got to tour with him, and he couldn't have been any more nicer to me than he was, and more encouraging. George Harrison sent me a telegram because my album was in Billboard, and I remember it being one place above All Things Must Pass, which was, you know, one thing. I love that album so much, and I kept looking at Billboard going, this can't be real. I'm one place above George Harrison. And that week, he sent me a telegram saying, congratulations on a great record. And then the band, who influenced my third album, Tumbleweed Collection, so much. I played Philadelphia for the first time at a place called the Electric Factory. And just before the show started, they all walked into my dressing room. They'd flown down to see the show. And they were so nice, and I got to be friends with them and hang out with them. It means a lot to a young artist to validate them. If you phone someone and say, listen, you're really doing great stuff, those validation things from other artists makes you feel so good. And you're so touched by it, but it also gives you so much confidence. And it's really worth going out of your way to do that.
Hey, kids, shake and lose together. It's fall, I sit in something that you know to change the weather. But a kettle of fire to call tonight, so stick around. You're gonna hear an electric music, solid balls of sound. Say, we'll be right back.
There it is, another smash. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road, the album that was Benny and the Jets. The music of Elton John, Bernie Taupin have influenced and inspired an entire new generation of artists, whether it's Demi Lovato or Ed Sheeran.
He's an icon, a legend.
I just think Elton as a talent, and Bernie as a talent as well, have kind of added to so much of the music that we now listen to and enjoy.
And Chris Martin, a Coldplay.
He's just someone I'm very happy to have met and who I love, and I love Bernie's lyrics, you know, just the whole thing gets me. So Rocket Man was the one where I was like, holy moly, what is this? How do you do that? And I still don't know the answer. Because like you said, you can't beat Elton doing Elton.
Josh Homme, Queens of the Stone Age.
I think they've really been able to master the art of trying to create something that blows the other person's mind and successfully doing it.
When are you gonna come down? When are you going to land? I should have stayed on the farm. I should have listened to my old man. You know you can't help me forever. I didn't sign up with you. I'm not a present for your friends to open. This boy's too young to be singing. Not blue.
Stone Age, paying tribute to Elton John and that song lending its name to the farewell tour. For a final thought, I want to take it back to Elton John, telling you what you can expect to see on this final tour.
It's going to be the most produced, fantastic show that I've ever done on the road. It's all around the world. Every continent you can possibly think of, I'm going to. And it'll be the best production I've ever done, and it'll be a wonderful way to thank people. I'm a person who cherishes gold records and platinum records because it means that people have paid their hard-earned money to buy something that you've made. I've sold a lot of records, and it means a lot to me. And my fans have always turned out to my concerts. I've been touring since 1970, that's 49 years, and I've always managed to sell out concerts. So it's a way of saying thank you, and it's a way of going out with a bang. I don't want to go out with a whimper. I want to go out with a big bang. I'm not the sort of guy who's a whimpery guy. I want people to come to the shows, take away some good feelings, and it's like hopefully saying goodbye to a friend.
Elton John's Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour All Access was produced in New York and New Jersey by Near Perfect Productions for Universal Music Entertainment. All rights reserved. No portion may be reproduced without the written permission of the producers. We'd like to thank everyone at Rocket Entertainment and to Jamie Hartley of UME. And as always, I'm Ricky Aaron.
Hi, this is Elton John, and I look forward to having you see me off on my Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour.
Thanks for listening.